future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Today's show is going to have a slightly different format. We've got something special for you today. We have the CEO and co-founder of Audius, Ranadu Lankaj. Ranadu is a platinum-selling Sri Lankan pop artist and DJ, formerly signed to Sony. He attended Yale University and co-founded his previous startup, Whale Poly, with Justin Kan, co-founder of Twitch. Ranadu has been backed by Y Combinator and other top-tier investors. Ranadu previously held various roles at Lehman Brothers and Google. So let's hear it from the man himself and let's jump straight in to the interview. On the show today, we have Ranadu Lankaj, who is the co-founder and CEO of Audius. But Ranadu is much more than that. He's not only a platinum-selling Sri Lankan pop artist and DJ, he was formerly signed to Sony. He's a music expert, and he's now moved into the blockchain space. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
It's great here, dude. And you're from San Francisco, right? Well, that's where you're calling from.
Yes, calling from San Francisco, you know, bright and sunny San Francisco today.
Oh, I love that. And listen, I know you're a platinum selling artist, but you got to give us a little bit of background to your music experience and your experience in the music industry, for and foremost.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So yeah, I mean, I started as an artist a long time ago, was signed to Sony, like you said, and then spun out, went independent, started my own label, started doing sort of my records independently. I've managed artists, signed records, produced, published, done all of those things out in South Asia. And then when I was when I came to the US, I also had the opportunity to work at Google, where I did music partnerships for YouTube and Google Play, using my 20% time. And I've DJed here extensively at festivals like Ultra and Coachella and remixed artists. And so there's a lot of music background. And then following that, I actually started a startup and worked on a few music projects there as well, one of which is still around got to over 80,000 artists using the product.
Wow, that's amazing. And I saw that you were the first Sri Lankan DJ to play at Ultra as well. I saw that in a bit of the due diligence package.
Yeah, that was an incredible opportunity. I actually came up with a genre of music that's called Bailatronic. Basically, Baila music is this kind of Sri Lankan dance music, right? That's sort of Portuguese-influenced dance music that had no bass at all. And then I was here sort of listening and being influenced by all of the sort of electronic stuff that was happening, especially sort of the bass music and dubstep and things like that. And I wanted to sort of blend the two together and come up with sort of a new genre and put bass into Baila. So that's essentially what happened with Bailatronic. And Zane Lowe actually supported it on the BBC, and Steve Aoki and Nihal was a huge supporter when he had the Radio 1 show, and Bobby Friction and others.
That's amazing. So let's talk a little about Audius, the project working on at the minute, mm-hmm. and you're the co-founder and CEO of. So for the listeners that haven't heard of the project, could you bring them up to speed?
Yeah, absolutely. So Audius is a decentralized audio hosting and streaming protocol. To simplify, we call it something like SoundCloud on the blockchain, backed by a token. It's essentially a protocol for listeners and artists to connect without a middleman, and stream music and pay artists directly, as well as a number of service providers to provide services to the protocol, right? So all of that is brought together through the open source software that we will produce at Audius. And that's essentially what Audius is.
That's amazing. So you guys, you know, you're doing some amazing stuff in the space. But what I really want to know was, what was your original vision behind Audius?
Yeah, we believe that, you know, music is going through a huge cultural shift where there's more and more independent artists that are coming out, and there's just a lot of content that's being produced. But as an artist, I've had to sort of migrate from platform to platform along the way. So, I mean, this is going to date myself, but, you know, MySpace was really popular back in the day, and a lot of musicians created followings on there. And then now they've gone to SoundCloud and YouTube and other places. But these platforms come and go. We really want to create a protocol that's owned by a community and not by a company. So our vision really is to create this so that a community owns and operates this. And regardless of whether our company is around or not, this protocol and platforms will function for artists, and it'll preserve and protect the world's music, right? And we want to be a place where artists can connect without any sort of middleman. We don't want to be the middleman either, to directly with their fans and get paid fully transparently, because that's one of the biggest issues in the music industry, right? I think today, right. Transparency has been, in my personal career as an artist, a problem. You know, just through my experience of building music products again and again, I've seen other artists having this problem as well. And that's really the vision for us, to create the most transparent, community-owned protocol so that the world's music can live there.
And just out of interest, how have you seen the change from the music community moving into kind of the blockchain space? Have you seen that kind of merge together?
Yeah, so I think the most interesting thing about one of the most interesting aspects, and why I decided to do this, was the fact that now you can incentivize a whole community to actually provide services and participate in a platform. And crypto and blockchain sort of gave the first sort of opportunity to do that, right? I think we've seen communities support platforms and take care of things. I mean, a great example is Reddit, right? Reddit mods who take care of their communities on Reddit and do that service for free because they just care about their communities. But with crypto and blockchain, you're able to actually incentivize the community to provide those services and to take care of the platform and to develop it, because everyone is sort of aligned in their mission to participate in the platform. So I think that's one of the most important things that came out of crypto.
I agree. So just out of interest, where is the project currently at?
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind, 6 or so months here. We've been able to, fortunate enough to raise a Series A round, $5.5 million Series A round from some of the top VCs in the Valley, including General Catalyst, Lightspeed, Kleiner Perkins, and Pantera. We've been able to get, assemble one of the best teams. I'm very confident that we have one of the best teams in the space, with folks from Microsoft, Google X, and we have former founders. We have a great engineering team here to execute on the product. We've been building our early contracts and working on our white paper, which is going to be out very soon. So that should give you a sort of a sense of the progress we've made, and we're heads down building towards an alpha release, hopefully at the end of the year or early next year.
And you just mentioned there briefly your team. I mean, by the way, for the listeners out there, you have assembled as CEO an amazing pool of top tier talent, not only mm-hmm. as your core team, but also the advisors. How did you go about acquiring those guys? Was it the vision? Did you share the vision with those guys?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was a few things, right? I think being authentic helped a lot, right? I'm coming from not just sort of a technology perspective here. I have personal experience with this problem from different angles for the last, 15 years, right? So I think that authenticity of mission helped a lot to get these great investors and advisors on board. Also, obviously, I've worked in the industry for a long time, so I had relationships and known these people for the last 10 years, right? Folks right. like Rob Daniels, like Ash Bournouri, Shamal from Pandora, like all these folks are friends that I've known for a long time. So I think that those two things are really what sort of brought everything together. And, obviously my co-founders as well, Ronil's a blockchain expert. He's been in the blockchain industry for over 4 or 5 years now. Folks like Jeremy Gardner and Paul, came on board as a part of that because, we just had authentic long-term relationships and they resonated with the mission and the vision for the company. And, they believed in us as founders that we will execute and build this product and do our best for our community.
Absolutely. I mean, Jeremy Gardner, you got the co-founder of Augur, Bing Gordon, the co-founder of EA Games, Justin Tan, co-founder of Twitch. I mean, you've really assembled a top tier advisory pool. How active are these guys in the projects? Are they, I guess it's something you've got to be really passionate about. And I guess it's something that resonates in every musician out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these are very busy people, but they really connected with us on the vision for the project, and that the passion came through. So they were like really wanted to be a part of it, and made time for us, right? And they're very involved. We get feedback from these folks on every step of the way. We're getting product feedback from a lot of folks now. On sort of what the stuff that we're building these folks are going to help us for the next 10 years, so we're very fortunate to work with such a great team of advisors.
And Rana, just out of interest, where do you see Audius in the next 5 to 10 years?
Absolutely. For us, our mission is to decentralize and build this open protocol for audio, right? What we want to see is a fully sort of decentralized community running this protocol and the platforms that are built on top of our protocol functioning to the point where even if our company sort of doesn't exist or the company existing would not matter to the functioning of the protocol. So the best example is, if SoundCloud goes away, right, all of the music that's on SoundCloud will go away with it. We want to build Audius to the point where it'll never go away. And that's where we want to get in 10 years.
I love it, man. I love the vision. And what excites you most about blockchain and the music industry on a personal level?
Yeah, on a personal level, I am really excited about the transparency that it provides for artists and the fact that they can connect without any middlemen to their fans directly. And secondly, I think there's an interesting point here. From, again, personal experience, I think blockchain is a great leveler of the playing field. Right now, if you're an independent artist, getting access to getting your music out there, especially on platforms like Spotify, those are heavily curated. So you don't have the same opportunities as a Drake on Spotify to get discovered. We want more open platforms, and we want Charles to have the same opportunity as Drake, if you make great music, to be heard. And that's, that's something I think we're very passionate about. And finally, I think for me growing up in Asia, a lot of that music is not even online yet. And And I see over the next 10 years more and more of content and growth coming from Asia. And one of the things is, monetization programs like, YouTube's monetization or PayPal wasn't available in India and Sri Lanka and places like that. 10 years after those platforms were born and programs were born in America, PayPal just recently got to Sri Lanka, and PayPal's been around forever here, right? So I think we want to build something that the entire globe can access and have the same level of access. And I think in terms of like getting artists paid globally, crypto is the best solution because it's instant, it's transparent, it's and that we're excited about that.
So it's all about the music underlying.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing. So while we have you on the show, is there anything you would like to share exclusively with the SVK crypto community out there?
Yeah, so we're really excited. We've been working on a white paper that will sort of give you an overview of our very long-term vision for this protocol. And we, you'll get a sense of how our token economy is structured. You'll get a sense of how, service providers are incentivized and how artists are incentivized on this protocol. We have a lot of novel stuff that I don't think you've seen before in crypto coming out as part of the white paper. So I'm very excited to share that with the SVK community, and that's going to be out next week or the week after. So, stay tuned for that, and we'd love to get your thoughts and feedback. And also just, our alpha is coming out at the end of the year, and hopefully a beta product that you guys can all use in the early part of next year. And we would love for the community to jump on that and be a part of that.
So white paper dropping soon.
Yeah, white paper dropping soon. And then the beta also dropping hopefully next year.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much for your time, Randy. I know you're a busy man over there in San Francisco. We really appreciate it. And anything we can do here in London, please let us know.
Yeah, I'm excited to come out to London and meet everyone there and be a part of the community there. Thanks for having us. Really excited to be a part of the SVK community here.
Yeah, we can't wait to host you as well, Randy. Have a great day and thanks for your time.
Thank you.
I want to say a big thank you once again to Ranaji for making it on the show today. We really appreciate your time and attention. You, the listener, as well, most importantly. And remember, if you haven't already, to hit us up on our social channels. Join the gang. Everyone is welcome. Hit us up on Telegram, SVK Crowd. If you type that into Telegram, you will find us. Join the ever-growing community and reach out to us as a team. Follow us on Twitter. We'll follow you back at SVK_crypto. And if you're really on your game, if you're a grade A hustler, as we say, hit me up on email, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I got to bounce. Have a wonderful morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the world. That's a wrap.
Crypto Podcast Original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.